Then number seven, to acquire wisdom, this is very simple, must be willing to associate with wise people. And the scripture is very clear. Look, if you're in the 13th chapter, we want to be wise, we associate with wise people. 13th chapter, look at this. He says in verse 20, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. We want to be wise, we find wise people. We walk with people who are wise. Now you say, well, how will I know someone who's wise? I just gave you seven steps. Check them out. Check them out. Is this somebody who desires to be wise? Is this somebody in whose life meditating upon the Word of God is a way of life? Is this someone who not only meditates upon God's Word, but someone who's obeying God's Word? Is this someone who's observing? Have I heard them talking about observing how God operates in life and thinking in terms of Scripture and talking about Scripture and how God's worked in this person's life and that person's life and so forth? Is this someone who is not only giving counsel, but someone who is wise enough to know that at times they need counsel? Is this someone who also walks among wise people? Now think about this. Think about for a moment the people who influence you the most. It could be your husband, it could be your wife, it could be your doctor, it could be your friend. It could be someone who influences you financially, influences you in your marriage, influences you how to raise your children, influences you in your vocation. In other words, who in your life influences you the most? All of us have somebody. Who influences you the most? Now, this can be a frightening question. Now, would you say that that person is a wise person? Is this somebody who desires to be wise, who is daily meditating upon God's Word? You know this is a part of their life. Is this someone in whose life you see them living out the principles of Scripture? Is this someone that you hear or know prays for God to make them a wise person and to make wise judgments about their life? Is this someone that you know is very observant and not only observes, but heeds and applies what they hear, what they see, how God is operating the lives of the people? Is that kind of person that's influencing you? Is this what they're doing? Is this a person who has a humble spirit willing to seek godly counsel? And is this a person who knows someone else who's wise? You think about this. The person who is influencing you the most in your life, are they wise or do they do foolish things? Let me ask you this. Do you run with wise people or foolish people? The people who influence you the most, do they prompt something within you that causes you to want to know God better? Do they prompt something within you that makes you want to get in the Word of God and find out what He's all about and what He's up to? Are they impacting your life to the point that you're asking the question, God, what's best for my life? What is your will for my life? How do you want to use me? How do you want me to serve you? What do you want me to give you? Where do you want me to go? To whom do you want me to share my faith? God, is this the kind of influence you're having? Is this the kind of influence that somebody's having on you, the person who's influencing you the most? Or would you have to be honest to say, they are very critical, they drag me down, they're not pure in their heart, they say things that are not just off cuff and off the collar, but they just say them that's totally out of my category of thinking? Do they make suggestions to you that are ungodly? Would they lead you, if they could, into their lifestyle? Do they tell you things that would cause you to question and doubt your relationship to Jesus Christ? Do they laugh at, make fun at, mock? Maybe sometimes in a very subtle fashion, little innuendos that they send your way that would cause you to question your relationship to Jesus Christ. When you talk to them about God answering prayer, do they laugh about it? Do they just sort of scuff it off? Are they the kind of people whom you feel you're always having to defend yourself with and what you believe and what you think and how you operate? Ask yourself this very, very serious question. Who is influencing my life the most? And is that influence of the quality that it would lead me to become a wiser person? If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, let me ask you something. Is the person who is influencing you the most, are they talking to you about Jesus? Have they ever said to you, let me tell you how to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Now let me turn all this around. All of us are influencing somebody. Ask yourself this question. The person or persons that I influence the most in my life, am I influencing them to walk godly, to walk holy, to be obedient to God, to follow His principles, to spend time in prayer, to spend time in His Word? Am I influencing them in such a way that they have a hunger for God's Word? Am I influencing them in such a way that they want to know the same Christ that I know? They have a genuine desire to know the same God that I know? Do they want to know how God works in my life? Do they want to know why He answers my prayer? Am I impacting them in such a fashion that they just want to know the same Christ? Do they want the same kind of intimacy that you have? You see, wise men and women run with wise men and women. And the ungodly are uncomfortable around wise, godly men and women. But our influence, our impact as believers, as we try to walk holy before God and walk under the admonitions of God, the principles of Scripture, we want to be wise people. We want to live in such a fashion that those who are around us cannot help but be impacted, listen, not by us, but by the Christ who indwells us, lives in us, lives through us to all those about us. God wants us to be wise. We want to be wise. And if you will apply these simple steps in your life, you'll begin to find something happening in your relationship to Him, to yourself, and to others. God will begin to use you in a way you've not been used before. Where does it all begin? It all begins with a person. It all begins with acknowledging that you're a sinner, that you've sinned against God, you've been very unwise living your life without God. It begins with trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It begins with confessing your sins to Him and asking Him to forgive you of your sins. It begins with acknowledging and believing what this book says about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, that when He died at Calvary on the cross, He paid your sin debt in full. He paid your debt for your sins forever. And if you're willing to accept Him as the Son of God, if you're willing to trust Him as your personal Savior and tell Him that you're receiving Him into your life, and you want Him to guide and govern your life from this moment on, you want Christ. The moment you're willing to trust Him by faith, He says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is God's wisdom book, God's guidebook, God's book of salvation. If you're willing to ask Him, He'll forgive you right now, save you from your sins, indwell you with the Holy Spirit who comes to indwell you, who will give you instruction and guidance how to live a godly life. That's life at its best. That's what God planned for us from the very beginning. It's yours for the asking and the believing if you're wise enough to accept God's awesome, divine, loving offer of forgiveness. And Father, how grateful we are when I think about all the people who so desperately need peace for the first time in their life and joy for the first time in their life, who have already recognized that all their wealth and prominence and prestige and power has provided none of the things that their heart desires and really seeking after. your approval, the awareness of your love, your forgiveness, clean heart, pure heart, eternal security. I pray the Holy Spirit will take this simple message, drive it home to their hearts, and help them to recognize that in the eyes of the world they may be profoundly wise. But without Christ, from your viewpoint, they are profoundly foolish. But that all that can be changed in a split second, the moment they say with their heart, with their spirit, Lord Jesus, I do trust you as my personal Savior. But we ask it in His name. Amen.
You've been listening to the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, speaker on the In Touch television and radio broadcasts. To order additional copies of this message, or for a catalog listing available video and audio copies of other messages by Dr. Stanley, call toll-free 1-800-323-3747 or place an order online when you visit our website at intouch.org. If you prefer to write for more information, our mailing address is In Touch, Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. If outside the USA, please contact your local In Touch office. This has been a production of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.